I'm getting very strong dot-com vibes with the conversations happening today around semiconductors and AI stocks. And, you know, financially, it's pretty easy to see that we are in an AI infrastructure bubble. Way too much money is going into these projects that have no real revenue. I mean, not even any hope of revenue, because China has released AI models for free and open source or via API. They're dirt cheap. They're a fraction of the cost of US frontier AI models. And so the US AI companies don't have a path to profitability that I can see as long as China exists and is releasing open source models. So this overinvestment can never be paid off. But we can talk about that on the finance side with spreadsheets and analysis, and that's quite straightforward. I mean, there's also a number of games they're playing. Like, here, I'm going to invest billions of dollars in your company, and then you take that money and turn around and lease a data center from us, and then we'll book that as revenue, and that will boost the stock prices, you know. And then you have SpaceX with its stock valuation that has now cratered from its highs. It's been trading below the IPO opening price lately. I warned you about that one. You were wise to stay away from that. So financially, the whole thing's coming down. But what about culturally? This is where it's really telling. Because culturally now, people are talking today the way they talked back in 1999. And I remember it quite clearly back then, because everybody was thinking that they were going to get rich. All they had to do was buy stocks, just buy tech stocks. They were going to go sky high. They were going to go to the moon. And people were mortgaging their homes to jump in. They were selling everything to jump into the tech stocks. And the narrative at that time was that, hey, we won't even have to work again. Nobody will have to work. And even the cab drivers became stock pickers. And they would tell you during the cab, oh, did you hear about, you know, DrCoop.com? Did you hear about Pets.com? Did you hear about Excite, you know, or Alta Vista, the search engine, this and that? And they became stock pickers. And of course, for a short while, they all appeared to be geniuses, because pretty much everything you named went up in value. But that doesn't mean you're a genius. It just means you're following a bubble. So that narrative is now being heard today, especially among the younger generation that was too young back in 2000 to have lived through that crash. I mean, many of the investors today were just being born in 2000. And, you know, here they are in their mid-20s right now thinking they're geniuses because everything they buy goes up. Oh my God, this is so easy. It's just like, just buy everything. Buy everything related to AI. Buy semiconductors. Buy, you know, anything tech, communications equipment. And it all goes up. This is amazing. And then they tell themselves things like, how come our parents didn't figure this out? Like, or our grandparents, they didn't know about this. This is like, we, just this generation, we must be the smart ones. We're the only ones who have figured this out. You just buy all the tech stocks and hold it and you get rich. And then by the time you're 30, you don't have to work anymore. That's what they think. And you're hearing this kind of talk. So, of course, it's exactly the same as what we heard in 1998 and 1999 among people who were in their 20s or 30s at that time. And what really happened is those people got wiped out, of course, and they lost a significant portion of their life savings. And sadly, then years later, some of those people ended up working at Walmart as greeters. You would see, like, Grandma, the Walmart greeter, like, hey, Grandma, what happened? Oh, lost everything in the dot-com crash, you know? Yeah, that's what happens. It takes years away from your life. Now, when you're in your 20s, you can afford that because you've got more years yet to come, and probably you're not wealthy enough to lose a lot in your 20s, even though it may seem like it at the time. In your 30s, you might have a little bit more, but if you are above 50 and you lose 10 or 20 years of earnings, you're in a world of hurt then, because you don't have the age and the energy to earn that back. And by the way, you know, who's going to hire you when you're already 55 in the corporate workplace? You know, they're not looking for people who are 50 plus years old. That's not who mainstream corporations want to hire, is it? So your ability to earn back those losses is almost non-existent. And that's why capital preservation obviously is the key here versus trying to chase the latest FOMO rainbow. Capital preservation is the key. And I still say there's no better way to do that than gold and silver. And right now, gold and silver, they pulled back significantly from their highs. And a lot of that's due to the war. In fact, I think most of it's due to the war. But it's a buying opportunity. I think there's no question gold and silver will go much, much higher later this year, even if the war continues. And then when the war finally ends one day, maybe that's next year, who knows, then the metals will probably skyrocket as industry comes back online. That's my guess. That's my analysis. But hey, I'm not your financial advisor, so don't take this as financial advice. But if you do want to get gold and silver, go to Battalion Metals via metalswithmike.com because they are our sponsor of many of our shows. Metalswithmike.com, high integrity, great pricing, and they can also guard them for you in their own private vaults, which are insured by Lloyd's of London, or they can deliver them to you. Guaranteed, insured, discreet delivery. You can take self-custody, which is, you should do that with at least some portion of gold and silver. You should always have self-custody of some. And then there's zero risk of any other third party not being able to find your gold and silver. You know, so have some of it in your hands. But if you shop with Battalion Metals, use discount code RANGER, and they will waive the shipping insurance fee. In the meantime, be very wary of stocks and stock prices and the FOMO attitude out there. And understand that there's so much risk in the system right now. I mean, look at what's happening with the South Korean market. Look at what's happening in Japan with their currency and their 10-year bonds, huh? What are they up to? Like 2.9%? 2.9%? Very nearly, which is unbelievable out of Japan. Because, of course, the government there and the central bank controlled those rates for so long. They just bought, they printed and bought all the bonds they needed in order to keep the yields close to zero for a long time. And that's done. So things are happening dramatically and pretty radically. So wealth preservation is the key from this point for probably years to come. So thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com. And also my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care.
Organic heavy cream powder provides the same creamy texture as regular heavy cream without the limited shelf life. Health Ranger's Select Organic Heavy Cream Powder is convenient, portable, and shelf stable. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.